The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It sounds like the perfect pet, a soft and cuddly miniature pig, or as they're sometimes called, teacup pigs.
It's just hard to believe that this is a teacup pig.
Yep, this is teacup pig.
Yep, if your teacup is the size of a bathtub. More after this from Charlie. You can easily go on the internet and find ads like this one. Gorgeous, micro-miniature, teacup pet pigs waiting for you. The problem is, there is no true species of miniature pig. So unless both its parents are tiny, your tiny pig might have quite a surprise in store for you.
When people buy a pig like this, how big are they told they're going to get?
20 to 40 pounds.
And how much do they weigh?
120 to 140 pounds.
That's because pigs do one thing extraordinarily well. They eat.
That's shocking news from CBS correspondent Carter Evans, who visited a pig sanctuary in Southern California called Little Orphan Hammies, run by Sue Parkinson.
How do you keep these pigs under 50 pounds?
You don't. You starve them.
And if they don't get the food they need?
A hungry pig is an angry pig. It's like a person on a diet. They're not happy.
One of the pigs at Little Orphan Hammies is named Hammond, who started off small enough to sit on your lap, as all pigs do. But today, even a guy as big as Carter would have a little trouble getting Hammond on his lap.
Come on. Oh, God. I'm strong. I can't lift him up.
So the next time you're tempted by those cute videos of miniature pigs playing with the cat...
Stuart, do you realize that you're a piglet and not a kitten?
Just make sure you have Sue Parkinson's number handy.
My phone rings every single day. There's calls and emails. Can you take my pig? I'm flooded with it. And we're all, you know, we all have our limits. And we have to say no.
And I think we all know what happens then. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.